that I've changed, and I can safely say the same.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
the background on the Hammond organ. This is Jimmy McGriff playing the blues for a little number called Tight Times off his 1969 album Electric Funk. Born in 1936 Philadelphia, McGriff was primarily a saxophone and bass player, but he played organ at a New Jersey church where he cultivated his arrangements for the clubs. And it was in the clubs he was discovered and then signed to a record deal. Jimmy played for well over 40 years, passed away in 2008 at the age of 72. Good evening and welcome to Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's trippy little radio station, CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, and www.citr.ca here from Vancouver, BC. My name is Gak and I'll be guiding you along this river raft adventure until 9 p.m. With Portishead's first performance in Vancouver in 14 years tonight, we'll turn the spotlight on that Bristol act in honor of their performance at the PNE Forum, along with Thought Forms. And before that, we'll play a little bit of production library music and some other moody pieces. And the show started off with a tune from TV that Portishead capably sampled to great effect for their debut breakout single from 1994 called Sour Times. What we heard was Lalo Schifrin with the Danube incident off of one of the Mission Impossible television soundtracks the Argentine composer released in 1968. And after that, we heard Portishead properly with Hunter, and that's off their most recent album, 2008's Third. However, we'll kick things off with Monkampf, the alias of French producer Paul Rajimbaud. Rajimbaud has always had an element of Aphex Twin and Otekra in his music, but with his recent album Rising Doom, which came out earlier this year in France but due in North America shortly, he added the sounds of post-punk and black metal in tribute to his teen preferences. So from Rising Doom, here's Monkampf, the Song of Shadows. We'll be right back.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
October is sure to be a busy month at the Biltmore. On October 6th, catch bands Hollow Moon, The Bleeding Hearts, and Pineapple, a supergroup featuring members of the SSRIs, Portage in the Main, and Prairie Cat. October 21st, jam out with Daydream Vacation, indie rocker Zeus, and local favorites Sun Wizard. For fans of the New Pornographers, you won't want to miss band member Catherine Calder and special guest Anime Bell on October 27th. To round out your month, October 29th brings the band Nurses all the way up from Portland to share the stage with Dominant Legs.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Let the night end.
Vaughn McLean with Everybody Get Close, the title track to a compilation of outtakes and remastered versions of previously released songs, including some from the tour EP Find a Way, remixes from their most recent album 2009's The Future Will Come, and a track from last year's DJ Kicks mix. After a few DJ gigs in the next few weeks, John McLean and Nancy Wang continued to work on the Vaughn McLean's third album, which we should hopefully hear about from DFA in 2012. Coming up next, Mirror to Mirror. It's the project of Alex Twomey, head of the Jugular Forest label. And the Southern California Temporal Synth Act have released various cassettes through various tape labels, and his debut album, Here You Leave Today, continues on with that magnetic adventure. So from that album, here's Mirror to Mirror with Moment of Clarity.
Hello, microbe. We're at 8,000 feet. Perishing cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece, and the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Did you enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
You have one last chance to grab that blue bottle, because after 7 years, this week we'll have the final episode of Sweet and Hot, as Charles Burnham is going to be leaving the Vancouver area. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies. Here I'm Gak, and next up are The Field. It's the project headed up by Axel Vilner and produced, performed with Dan Engqvist and Jesper Skarin. The ambience that The Field master through the Compact label always seem to be numerous steps ahead of other acts, based on how thoughtful Vilner composes his music. The last stop on their brief North American tour will be November 5th here at the Electric Owl, so mark your calendars for next week. From the third album, Looping State of Mind, this is The Field with Then It's White.
Thank you.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
There's Burial with Shell of Light, as remixed recently by Shlomo, found somewhere in the SoundClouds. The Los Angeles producer did state that it was a brazen act to remix one of Burial's seemingly untouchable tracks off his 2007 album Untrue, which Lomo honors the original whilst fiddling around with some of the textures. And Burial recently worked with Massive Attack on a couple of tracks that appeared on Limited Dish, one a remix of Paradise Circus off of the trip-hop originator's album Heligoland, and the other was a remix of a yet-to-be-released track called Four Walls. Once I find a high-quality version of either track somewhere other than YouTube, I'll definitely play something off that collaboration. We'll be listening to another Bristol act shortly, but first off, here is another show here off CITR that will be ending soon, the great Bobby Ferris. So yeah, stay tuned Thursday at 5 for this.
Wait, hold on, are we rolling?
Blame it on the snow. Blame it on the snow.
I was driving home early Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music.
Brothers and sisters, the time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are going to be the problem or whether you are going to be the solution.
Bobby the Badger Ferris here. You know what your week's been missing?
Hank's giving me those high tides. Cash is gonna sing it low.
Do you like good music?
Tune into the Barn Burner late Thursday afternoons from 5 till 6 p.m.
I think that's called the drive time.
Thanks, Bubbles. The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver for your weekly fix of
honky tonk heroes,
rhythm and blues,
and
would it kill you every once in a while to play a little fog hat?
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM at Vancouver. Before we get to the Bristol act in town tonight, and that's Portishead at the P&E Forum, let's listen to a little easy listening music here. We'll start off with Robert Drasnin and Desiree off his 1960 exotic album Voodoo, and then we'll follow up with Alan Hawkshaw and the song Strange Lands. And Al Hawkshaw was a British composer who worked with Olivia Newton-John, Jane Birkin, and Serge Gainsbourg. He also played keyboards for The Shadows, early David Bowie, and even Cliff Richard. So Strangelands appears off the KPM compilation The Road Forward. So that'll be Alan Hawkshaw, but first, here's Robert Drasnin with Desiree.
Thank you.
There's the Chiquito Big Band with their take of Quincy Jones' theme from They Call Me Mr. Tibbs. And the Chiquito Big Band was an alias for John Gregory, who capitalized on the Latin sounds of the Tijuana brass of the time, along with the spy genre action themes, to record jazzy versions of those themes from film and TV. Apparently this could be found on the Spies and Dolls TV Thrillers album by the Chiquito Big Band, but I found this on a 1996 compilation called In Flight Entertainment. We're coming up to Portishead shortly, but first, let's check. Beak, like is in the beak of a bird. It features Jeff Barrow from Portishead, along with Billy Fuller and Matt Williams. And as a trio, they play krautrock and psych fusion, with the added restrictions that any recordings must be played live with no studio overdubs. Beak were asked by Mojo magazine to cover a Pink Floyd song for a tribute to two of Floyd's albums in the October 2011 issue. So from what was cheekily called Wish You Were Here Again, this is Beak as they take on Welcome to the Machine.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
From their most recent album, Third, that was Portishead with Deep Water. A bit of an anomaly in their repertoire since it's just Beth Gibbons' voice and a ukulele. So Portishead is going to comprise most of the rest of Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. And the band consists of three primary members. So Gibbons, a singer from Devon who moved to Bristol to find a career. And she actually almost joined former Tok Tok bassist Paul Webb in another band, though they later collaborated on a project called Rustin Man in the early 2000s. Jeff Barrow, a tape operator who played drums in numerous local bands in Bristol and DJed hip-hop music before helping out Massive Attack's debut smash from 1991, Blue Lines. And then Adrian Utley, a self-taught guitarist, bassist, and keyboard player, who became an official member after co-producing their debut album, Dummy, and co-wrote 8 of the songs. Dave McDonald, an engineer from the first two albums, has often been called an unofficial fourth member. Dummy, when it was released in 1994, became a defining album on what was called trip-hop, where hip-hop rhythms were slowed down and placed over haunting cinematic sounds. Prior to releasing their first single, Sour Times, they produced a short film that played like a spy film involving an assassination. It was called To Kill a Dead Man, and stills from that short film were used in most of Dummy's promotional material, and the music from the film itself was eventually released. So from the Sour Times single, this is Portishead with the theme from To Kill a Dead Man. Thank you.
tired of playing with this bow and arrow. Gonna give my heart away, leave it to the other girls to play. For I've been a temptress too long.
Thank you.
from the Glory Box single. That was a funky remix by the Portishead team called Toy Box. And the original version of Glory Box that appears on their 1994 debut, Dummy, samples Ike's Rap 2 by Isaac Hayes off his 1971 album Black Moses, which was also used by fellow Bristolite Tricky in his song Hell's Around the Corner off his 1995 album Maxing Quay. Portishead fought vigorously against the trip-hop label applied to them at the time, and at the same time, they were also highly put off by people sourcing their samples and compiling them in trip-hop albums for prospective DJs to water down. Jeff Barrow indicated that he had been using sampling at the time because he couldn't afford to pay an orchestra. Such wasn't the case in 1998, when Portishead played a one-off show at the Roseland Ballroom in New York City, where they were joined by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. The album Roseland NYC Live came out on CD, then VHS, and eventually DVD. And the album had a profound effect on capturing their sounds live with a massive string section. Kanye West has noticed this album as amongst his favorites, and it's been an influence on his work. Their show at the Peony Forum won't incorporate this type of effect, but it's quite profound to listen to. So from the Roseland NYC Live album, here's Portishead with Strangers.
See the light where the moon meets the dew and the tide rises. Did you realize no one can see inside your view? Thank you.
Started that Portishead set with a live rendition of Strangers off their 1998 performance at the Roseland in New York, and then from their second album, the self-titled one from 1997, we heard Half Day Closing. After that, we heard about the only bit of music Portishead released in 10 years prior to the release of the third album, from the 2006 Monsieur Gainsbourg Revisited Tribute Album. We just listened to Un Jour Comme Un Autre, A Day Like Another, Requiem for Anna. And again, in a few hot minutes, the Bristol act Portishead will be stepping on stage at the PNE Forum. So that'll be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m. is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then coming up at midnight, it is Canada Post Rock, which will close CITR's broadcast day around 1 a.m. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast off of CITR's website, which is citr.ca. Also, check out iTunes. Look for CITR there. You'll find Exploding Head Movies, along with the rest of the CITR's fine programming there. And check Facebook out, too. Exploding Head Movies is there with a whole bunch of videos and links talking about movies and music. Next week, it's Halloween, so I'll dig through the usual spooky sounds, along with some horror film soundtracks. I've been a bit on of a Christopher Lee kick as of late, so expect some vintage Dracula. We'll close again with Portishead, and hopefully I'll see you at the PNE Forum tonight. From 2008's third, and featuring the voice of Claudio Campos from Bristol, he provides the intro with an adaptation of the old Wiccan threefold law. This is Silence. Take care, Vancouver.
Esteja alerta para as regras dos três. O que você dá retornará para você. Essa lição você tem que aprender. Você só ganha o que você merece.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca or on Shaw Cable 88.5. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Coming your way right now.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee, wee-doo-wee, wee-doo-wee.